أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد. Guys, before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about some aspects of Qiyamah, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلْ امْتَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will say to the fire of Jahannam, هَلْ امْتَلَأْتِ, are you now filled? وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. Jahannam will reply, is there any more? In other words, is there anyone more that needs to go into the fire of Jahannam? Here, in a very unique manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show the capacity of Jahannam, how great the capacity of Jahannam is, how many more people Jahannam can take. And in this way, in this very unique way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills in us that it is not an issue that Jahannam will get filled, so there won't be any space for the people to go into Jahannam. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةِ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ, that Jannah has been brought close, it has been brought forward, غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ, and it is not far, for who, لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, for those who have the quality of taqwa. Now here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, in another unique way, speaks about some qualities that the muttaqeen would possess, so that we will understand, and this matter gets absolutely clarified within us, that who is a muttaqi. Allah says, هَذَا مَا تُوْعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيرٍ, that this has been promised to every awwab and hafir. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses two qualities in this ayah, and then the qualities continue in the next two ayah. One is awwab. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to refer to an awwab, and he used to explain who this awwab is. That a person who sits in loneliness, one who sits in solitude, and he remembers his sins, he remembers his disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he seeks forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat. In that, he realizes all his errors of life, he realizes his mistakes, and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Hafiz is one who looks after and safeguards the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that, he fulfills the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and at the same time, he does it to the best of his ability. Some have said that Hafiz here refers to one who looks after his covenant that he has made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one is that person who is a gunagar, who is a sinner, and he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he remembers his sins, and he seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this point in time, we all should understand and realize that we are all gunagar, we are all sinners. One should not feel that I am not a sinner. One should never feel that I have never broken the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how much ibadat we make, there are those times that we lapse and we break the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we need to make tawbah and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man khashiya ar-Rahman bil-ghayb, that person who has the awe of ar-Rahman, who has the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate bil-ghayb, without seeing him. Now here, one important aspect is, when somebody is compassionate, nobody generally fears that person. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, man khashiya Allah, that person who has the awe of Allah, but who has the awe of ar-Rahman. In that, one has that extreme love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has the fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become displeased with his doings and his deeds. And that is why he would turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat all the time. وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ, And such a person, the fourth quality, he comes with a heart that is filled with inabat, a heart that is ever turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This heart that is turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both in the ibadat of Allah, and it turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both in seeking forgiveness and being repentant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks about the awe of Allah, and on the other hand again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the heart turning towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, seeking forgiveness, fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Udukhuluha bisalam. The announcement will be made, enter Jannah with salam, with peace. One is, in from now onwards, there will never be any displeasure that you will experience. There will never be any form of discomfort that you will experience. It will be a life of peace forever and ever. One is the salam of the angels, the malaika, that will be made to the Ahl Jannah, to the people of Jannah. One will be the salam of the people of Jannah that will be made to each other. And one will be the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly there will be a salam. Dhalika yawmul khulud, and that is the day of eternal entry, eternal dwelling. That is not just going to be an entrance and then one will have to exit thereafter, but when one enters, that entry will be for eternity, the dwelling will be for eternity, one will remain in it forever and ever. Lahum ma yasha'una fiha. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat now concludes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that for them is whatever they desire in it, whatever their desires be in Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill all the desires of the Ahli Jannah, and over and above that, waladayna mazid, and from us there will be mazid, there will be yet more that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the people of Jannah. In other words, what a person may have not imagined, what a person did not think about, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant. And a fair amount of commentators have explained that here the word mazid actually refers to the ru'ya, the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeing the nur, and the tajalli of Allah Rabbul Izzat is referred to as mazid, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it, and then a stamp that will be given from Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah will say that now I am pleased with you and I will never be displeased with you ever. So these are some of the qualities of the Ahle Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of. One is awwab, that a person should be oft turning towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. One should turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in loneliness, remember one's sins and seek forgiveness of Allah. Hafidh, to look after the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to perform it to the best of one's ability. Man khashi ar-Rahman, to create the awe of Allah, which stems out from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And qalbi munib, a heart that often turns towards Allah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.